News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, we're on the air here.
Yay.
And we're doing radio about Pancho Villa today. Today is March 27th. So, Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful spring day out there.
It's really kind of neat, and we can survive without the wind for a while. That'd be good.
Yeah, but, about 5 seconds, it's spring.
But with today, we're on KTSM AM 690, as always, in El Paso, streaming live on the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. So, this is when we say Texas history begins in El Paso.
Well, you know, I also want to point out you can also hear us audio stream live on the internet via ktsmradio.com, where you could then click on the iHeartRadio link and you'll get to listen to us anywhere you go on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer.
You have a history moment today?
Yes, I do, and I forgot all about what it is. Oh, no, I know what it is. Speed traps.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you just love speed traps?
But the early ones.
Yeah, but the early ones. I'll tell you, people were going fast.
The first one. And take a guess on how many miles an hour you had to go to get caught speeding.
Oh, it was your hair was in the, you know, blowing straight back. What can I say?
It looks like we're on Facebook here. That's a cool thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you what's going on today. March 27th, we got our topic is the life and history of Pancho Villa. And he was a major figure in the Mexican Revolution. He is both loved and hated by many people, and there are reasons for both. We discuss Pancho Villa today. Pancho is a Francisco Villa, actually. We're talking about him today not because of who he was or how he behaved, but because he played a major role in El Paso history. He also played a major role in world history. He was a contributor to the world-class event in human history called the Mexican Revolution, whereby the poor, uneducated peasant class that made up most of Mexico's population in the early 1900s, they revolted under the leadership of Villa and others to remove the oppressive ruling class that had dominated Mexico for decades. So this event was viewed on a world stage as unique because that really hadn't happened before.
Mm-mm.
And it became the model for the Russian people to conduct a similar revolution in their country. So Villa helped prove that it could be done. And that makes the Mexican Revolution important in world history. And that happened, a lot of that happened right here on the border.
And I think also his PR, his public relations that he developed on his very own, he didn't have to have somebody paid to do this for him. He brought news media with him. He brought movie companies. I think he was kind of like the first one that ever brought live film, I believe, on a battlefield.
Not only that, every time he came to El Paso, which was quite a bit when he was on friendly terms, every time he'd come to El Paso, The local newspapers would report his activities, where he went, who he was meeting with. So coming in by phone, so we're going to use up all the phone lines. Any comments you want to make, please go to our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. So
and be patient with that because we've had some issues with Facebook. algorithms have been attacking us. So
they did that.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk to our guest at this point. We got on the phone here now, Cindy Medina. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you, Melissa?
I'm fine. Bernie says hi, Cindy.
We are well here.
Oh,
we...
yes. I love Mr. Bernie.
And you are the lady who is, you want me to talk to you about being the Villa Stash House cultural publicist. And you have a Facebook group, a page called Mexican Revolution Binational History Facebook group. And also, you've been on our show several times, including talking about General Maximo Castillo, Dr. Hogan's book, Abraham Lincoln in Mexico and the Stash House last year at our first event last in February. Interesting stuff.
That's
there.
Right.
All right, and we got another guest on the line here, and this would be Francisco Villa himself. Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Jackson. Hello, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
And basically, you are a great-grandson of the Pancho Villa.
Right. I'm great-grandson from one of the last wives, one of the last lines of the Villa family.
Ah,
and also, you're a grandson of Trini Villa, who was John Wayne's double in all the John Wayne's Western
films
filmed in Durango. And the mother of your clan there would be Manuela Casas, right?
That's right. That's right. That's my great grandmother.
Now she was the last person, last of the wives anyway, to see him alive in Parral, and she made breakfast for him and his men that day on July 23rd, 1923. He kissed her goodbye and was en route to the Hacienda of Durango when, minutes after departing, he was ambushed, and she heard the bang ran to the bridge. And see him all torn up and assassinated. So this is an interesting thing to have you on the radio show. Can you recount a lot of the history, I guess because you've studied it or you've heard it from the family?
Yes, I have to say that the history and everything about Pancho Villa, it's always in the air in my house, and it has been very important for me. I actually went to school in Abilene Christian University over there in Texas, West Texas. So it was very, very important for me to continue studying, and I haven't stopped. And it's very important for the family to continue following the steps of Pancho Villa, because they haven't stopped here in Mexico. They continue going. And it's great to be here, and whatever you want me to ask, I'm ready.
Well, let's talk about the early history of Villa, because he had some issues on a ranch. And I think, as you and I discussed yesterday, they may not be what we've been reported all the time. But he turned bandito bad dude real early because of some incident on a ranch.
Family incident, yeah.
Let's tell us about that.
Like I said yesterday to you, it's very important to understand that Villa told these stories many times in different ways, and he actually had fun with this, telling these stories. But we don't have, and I have to say it from the family and from the historians, we don't have an exact line or exact history recorded somehow about these early days. It's very difficult to trace them. Jesus Vargas, one of the main historians in Chihuahua, actually tried to find out about Doroteo Arango, that was his real name, the records of being chased by the federales, by the rurales, and he couldn't find anything. So what we have to understand first time is that he actually had some encounter with the law, and he had to flee home. Let's put it that way, because we don't have certainty if his sister was attacked by the hacendado or not, you know. But it's not something that we see as a negative thing. It's how Villa was telling about, or he was always telling about his history and his family, you know.
Well, that's just it. The early history of Pancho Villa basically turned him into a bit of a rebel and an outlaw, and that's the point. He stayed that way for the rest of his life, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yes, he continued this life of a bandito, but not as a bandito all the time. That's very important to say it. He always was working informal work, you know, at some point, and then coming back to the bandito family, to the bandito life. And it was something that he did both ways, you know. It's very important to understand that, because in Mexico, for a person like Pancho Villa or Doroteo Arango, it was really difficult to stay in a formal job, you know. So he kept going in and out of the bandido life, trying to have some formal work, formal jobs, and he did all. He was a cowboy. He even helped traveling Wells Fargo, you know, this... how do you call it? The Wells Fargo
stagecoach.
The coach. That's right. So he even worked with American people at that point.
Well, also
early times of Pancho Villa are very interesting, because yes, he was a bandito, but he actually had formal jobs, and that's how he met a lot of American friends in El Paso, in the border, in Arizona. That's something that people have to understand.
Also,
Villa had that many friends, you know.
He worked actually,
even in the American side and in the Mexican side.
In El Paso.
He had friends that he worked with.
In El Paso, he actually worked at ASARCO. And I understand when he worked at ASARCO, he was a guard on the ore trains. Can you imagine that?
Exactly.
And so,
exactly. And that helped him later in his revolutionary history and his revolutionary period. That helped him a lot, really.
Well, let's get back to the details of the history in a minute. Let's fast forward to what you guys are up to. You have formed a Villa Foundation, and starting with your family in Mexico City. Well, you're calling from Mexico City right now. Sounds pretty good. And
we're pushing for this foundation. We want to do with this foundation is to bring back all the good things that Villa did, all the good history that Villa pushed when he was a general, like the education, pushing for schools to be better. And we're just starting, and we cannot do this without our American friends and American friends in the border like Cindy and everybody that is helping over there. Because, like you said, Villa was even either hated or loved. And I think there is more people that love him because where he could do it, he will do good. It was a war, and there was some very unfortunate things that happened, but there was very positive things that happened too.
Also, he had a lot of women that were afraid of him. Every time he came to, he would come to any.
That's right.
Francisco.
20 or more wives. It's difficult to understand that part. It has been difficult to explain it, but the one thing is true. Villa had different nucleus of family members that were around in different places in Chihuahua and Durango, and that actually helped him too. In his army. One thing is very important to say. None of the houses had luxuries. The houses were invented and they were put up for the army to arrive and be fed. That's very important. All he had in those houses were guns and money for the revolution.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because part of your deal is to get an event or two going in 1923, he died. So in 2023, y'all are planning a commemoration of some kind, and we can't really. I don't think it's right to call it a celebration because he did so many negative things that I don't think you're going to find that very popular. But to commemorate the guy because of the history that he was. I mean, he was governor of Chihuahua twice, right?
Right.
Provisional governor of Chihuahua. I mean, there's a lot of things,
right.
Like you say, a lot of things he did that were respectable and good, and a lot of people don't look at that because they hear all the stories. In fact, this week we've had this promo on Facebook. Melissa, how many people have seen that?
Almost 14,000 people that have just, it's been reached out to.
And so we've reached a lot of people on the Facebook. A
lot of interest.
Oh my goodness, there's a lot of people listening to this. And we've got people listening all over the planet, actually. And just to go back to one thought, we are going to have guests today. There's another guy who is an actual grandson of Villa out of California. We're going to have him on. And then another fella in Kansas City, I think it's in Kansas, and he's going to come on and talk about the history of the Columbus Raid. So we've got people all over the place, and both you and Cindy are actually in Mexico City, right?
That's right. We're here in Mexico City. We've been working for around 2 or 3 months about the foundation in the United States. But let me tell you something.
Sure.
Those reaches that we have on Facebook show all the discussion and all the history that has been that needs to be taught and needs to be understood about Pancho Villa. That, and let me tell me one thing that it's true.
Well, go ahead.
The reason this happened is because Pancho Villa and Emiliano Zapata are the popular revolution that actually didn't win in Mexico. And the discussion is still alive because of that, because the revolution has not been discussed, and neither the popular revolution. The guys that won were not the popular guys, were not the guys that were with the people. And so this is going to keep going, Jackson, and it's very good that you're opening these spaces for this discussion. Thank you very much.
Oh, indeed. And I got to tell you, we've got about a minute left before the break, and we have got a lot of people on the Facebook pages that said, my uncle or my great-uncle or my grandfather.
Some connection to
they rode
Villa.
With Villa. They were artillery captain for Villa. So there's a lot of people who knew him as a soldier. And there's a lot more that said he killed my grandmother. They hit all the women when he came to town, and that's not a joke. The guy he scared the hell out of a lot of women.
He was just friendly.
And the one,
he just liked everybody.
The one that got me the most was that somebody said she quote danced with him somewhere on a trip, and he smelled like a sewer. Well, you know, you're out on the road. You don't take a bath.
You're out riding around being chased around. Yeah.
So he was up and down in his capacity. But one thing he never did was drink alcohol. And I find that fascinating. We have a picture
that's
somewhere.
Right. He was totally against the alcohol, and he will beat the heck out of his soldiers if they were drinking, you know. He hated that because he always thought that everybody had to be alert and everybody had to be in their five senses.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh.
Let me tell you something else. That's very true. Everybody's connected in the border in Chihuahua, Durango, Torreón, Coahuila to the Mexican Revolution and most likely to the Mexican popular army of Pancho Villa because he was huge. You know.
Oh yeah, we have a picture.
A lot of
by the way,
got involved.
Andrew, put up a picture of the guys getting the snowballs. They were in an area of El Paso where they were all sitting around a table and they were eating ice cream. That's what Villa liked.
Which currently, Jackson, that's the CVS pharmacy right there currently.
Oh, yeah, and we got the picture up now. You can take a look at it. And don't forget, y'all, that Facebook is about a minute behind our live conversation. But that picture's up there. I know those are some famous people in that picture. In fact, those chairs look like the chairs I had when I was in grade school.
Oh, is this the one where he's in the confectionery?
Yeah, that's it. And there he is sitting there. Anyway, we're about to take a break here. We've got to take a break and come back in a minute. And what we have here is Francisco Paco Villa Garcia.
There it is.
And there he's on the phone, Cindy Medina. And the thing is, Paco, you're a great-grandson. And Cindy, you're the publicist for the Stash House in El Paso. Let's come back and talk about the Stash House because that was actually a house that Villa stashed stuff in.
Yeah.
And that we have a great picture of the open floorboards with a...
Have you been there yet?
No, I need to go.
Oh,
I'm
going to get you down
there.
But
we have the pictures
cool.
that Cindy sent from last year's open house.
Yeah, that was fun.
And so we'll talk more about the commemoration, as they put it, on what the foundation is planning. So taking a break here. No phone calls, but look at the Facebook. What's the page there to look at?
The El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
You got some comments already?
Oh, I'm trying to... it's giving me a heart attack. Holmes listening to us from... where are you? You're at Fort Worth. That's right.
Here's one.
Woody Wobb.
Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, we've got... there is a gentleman.
How do you contact the foundation?
Oh, yeah. Well, when we come back, we'll put it up when you tell us how we can contact the foundation. That's another question. All right. Taking a break here. Look at the Facebook page. Back in just a moment.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
Newt Gingrich, explaining the worst kind of identity theft, a crime that can cost you your home and is not covered by insurance or standard identity theft programs.
Your credit card company called to say there are suspicious charges on your card. That's simple identity theft. It's annoying, but they cover it. The type of fraud you really, really need to worry about is home title theft, a devastating crime that takes you off your home's title. That's where I have Home Title Lock. The title documents to our homes are kept online now. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you just sold your home, and he's the new owner. Then he borrows on your home and leaves you in debt. You won't know until late payment or eviction notices arrive. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with my home's title, they help shut it down. Let's get you protected. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim, and enter Newt for 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-716-9085 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-716-9085. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-716-9085.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, guess what? We're back here, and we're also talking on the radio. Do you have this mic?
We're back and talking on the radio.
I'm on a different mic because I'm in a different part of...
To the other side of the room.
And so this is actually a graphic that we have up on the wall. It's 8 feet by 10 feet, and you can see our friend, shall we say, our guest of the day, Francisco Villa himself, in the graphic. And I just wanted to show this because we've had, this is a whole series of things about El Paso history. And Pancho Villa, like I said earlier, he's not necessarily all that well-liked around here, but he's well-remembered, and that's why we do this, because the guy is an incredible piece of El Paso history, so that's why he's here. So I'll go with my announcements now. Okay, you can send us an email. You can do that, and that's at ephistory690@gmail.com. We're taking comments that way, and we're taking comments on the Facebook. We have people in California. You're going to talk about that in a minute. Anyway, but also we have a YouTube channel, and it's youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Our El Paso Gold DVD series is on that channel for free. You can go look at the 20 years worth of documentaries I made about El Paso history. And when the pandemic hit a year ago, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to donate these because the DVD market is gone, basically. People are looking for things online. So we have that online now. El Paso History TV is the channel on YouTube. So you go to youtube.com and go there. And also another series of videos that's on that location is a series that we put on ABC7 in the newscasts. And there were 20 of them, and they're also at youtube.com/El Paso History TV, and you'll see a playlist there with Bernie Sargent looking at you. And you know him.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah, I know him pretty well.
Yeah, anyway, that dude. So we went around El Paso, all kinds of places, and we did 20 different pieces for television, and those are there now, so you can take a look at that. So anyway, it's free on the channel there. Subscribe there, and you'll automatically get notices of other videos. We have some more we're going to put up. So go to youtube.com and search El Paso History TV. Melissa.
And speaking of Mexican heroes, we're going to be talking about Mexican President Benito Juarez's birthday, which was March 21st, and Adair Margo and the 12 Travelers of the Southwest want to give you an update on the progress on the El Paso Monument honoring him. It's on this side of the border. One of Mexico's greatest presidents, Benito Juarez, who rose from humble Indian in Mexico. The 12 Traveler organization is raising money to build a monument to honor Juarez at the Chamizal National Memorial in El Paso. Kenna Ramirez of the 12 Travelers Memorial announced that they've raised over half of their $219,000 needed to complete the statue. And the statue is, it's a really great statue. It's Benito Juarez. Benito Juarez, Child to a Man. And what it does is it depicts Benito as a young Zapotec Indian boy sitting beside his future Travelers organization, invites you to join the many contributors in donating to help make this project possible. XIITravelers.org for the 12 Travelers.
That's a 12.
Yeah, 12. Or for more, look them up on Google. I didn't have a phone number here for them.
Well, you just look up 12 Travelers.
Yeah, 12 Travelers. You'll find it.
And you know, I always thought they should put up someone like Benito Juarez, and they have. I don't think they would dare put up Villa. I mean, they had so much trouble getting up Oñate. So there's no telling what would happen if you did.
Well, you put him up, but a lot of other people.
The point
too.
Is, they are turning points in history. They're not doing that because those are all great people. Well, they were very important in the history of El Paso.
Yeah, and you know, because Benito Juarez had a pen pal relationship with Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
He just admired him totally, and vice versa. There's statues, especially in Juarez, right down and off of Americas in the circle down there. You have a statue of Abraham Lincoln.
And then, Cindy, where is that statue in Juarez?
The Americas.
Yes.
So it's great, and it's funny that you mentioned that. I just spoke with the Tom Lee Institute. So it looks like we're going to that wrote Abraham Lincoln in Mexico. Hopefully he'll be out in El Paso late this year, the relationship that they have.
You went back on speakerphone, didn't you? I hear all kinds of noises in the background.
No, I'm not on speakerphone.
Oh, just talk better into that.
So it's one of the other ones.
And Paco's dying now.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, go ahead, Paco. I mean, Mr. Villa. Go ahead.
Paco?
Tucker? Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, okay. We got about a minute before we need to go to another quick break here. Give us a rundown on the foundation. How do you get a hold of you guys for the foundation? We've already had people inquiring on Facebook. How do they donate?
Cindy, would you like to answer that? Because we don't have a system for donating, but we're going to push for that, right?
Yes, we're going to push for that. It's not set up yet, but hopefully by mid-summer,
all right, if they
we'll
wanna,
have something up and running.
But if they want to contact you, how about one of your Facebook pages? What page would they talk to you?
Definitely. They can message me directly, Cindy A. Medina, message Mr. Martin Villa, or they can join my group, which is the Mexican Revolution Binational Group.
Okay, slow down. The face, the name of the
Facebook. Contact with the main people at the foundation.
Okay, name of the main Facebook page for people to contact.
Yes, it's the Mexican Revolutionary Facebook Group.
That's how you find these guys. We're going to come back and talk further about the foundation. What do you think, Paso? And we need to complete a little more Villa history because, as you well know, he was a good buddy for some people in El Paso for quite a while. Like we mentioned, the newspapers would talk about when he's coming to town, what he's doing, who he's meeting with. But I will tell you, at one point, he got crosswise with the mayor of El Paso. The mayor of El Paso at that time was named Tom Lee. His son, little Tom Lee, 11-year-old Tom Lee Jr. at that point, became the famous artist of El Paso. But back in the day, Villa actually put a contract out on the children of the intertwined with El Paso, like I say. So we got Francisco Villa on the line here, Cindy Medina. We're going to take a break and come back, Melissa, about some of the people that are listening out there. We got Tucson, Arizona.
I'm, for some reason, it's got me in trouble.
We'll move on.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV. Concordia has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help Now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
The journey on the path to spiritual enlightenment is personal. And as you'll hear on the Astray podcast, it can also be deadly. Join filmmaker Caroline Slaughter on the podcast as she uncovers the disappearances and deaths that have befallen Westerners who have taken a spiritual pilgrimage to India.
Don't go to India because this is a Venus flytrap for your vulnerability.
Listen to Astray on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn. But now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Finally, spring has arrived, and so have all new UNTUCKit styles. Check out our new wrinkle-free shirts that every guy needs as the weather warms up. And don't forget our famous polos, the official shirts of spring. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked and will look great as we get back to the things we've been missing, like dinner with friends, reuniting with family, going on vacations, and yes, even heading back to the office. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn untucked. Use code RADIO for 20% off your first purchase at UNTUCKit.com.
Hey everybody, it's Gianno Caldwell. You may know me as a national political analyst, but today I'm here to tell you about my new podcast series, Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell, the sworn enemy of PC culture. I'll interview national guests from all walks of life and real people discussing issues on culture and politics, as well as the controversies that have social media blazing. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Listen to Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell every Monday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we are talking about Pancho Villa today, but we do have some announcements here. Celebration of Our Mountains 2021 programs are ongoing. Saturday, April 3rd, next week, 8 a.m., they're going to go to Sierra de las Uvas. It's a hike. Do you know where that is?
Take a hike.
Yeah, but you know where that is?
It's up the hill.
I have no idea where it is, but now I'll tell you where it is. 30 miles northwest of Las Cruces, south of Hatch. It's a hidden canyon about 30 miles from Las Cruces. It's really cool. I've seen the pictures of it. If you want to go on that kind of hike, get a hold of Jimbo. Mr. Jim Diego Talbert. Call him Diego and you get a free seat. Not really. Diego Talbert at gmail.com, 525-7364. What do you got?
Okay, just real quick, we want to mention our sponsors, our friends at Monterey Asset Management, a top management company, for over 35 years, has a new website, and that's m1ep.com. You can go check them out there or call them at 915-592-4549. Mission Del Rey Southwest, located at 1421 Lee Trevino Drive, is open today and every day except Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, we also want to give a shout-out to our buddies out there at Pepe's Restaurant in Canutillo, home of the famous one and only Margarita. Yeah, there you go. And it's open every day except Monday for in-house dining, takeout, or catering. Their number is 877-2152. And looking to sell, rent, buy a home, then you need to call Patrick Tuttle. Legacy Real Estate Services, a one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. Just ring Patrick up at 915-588-1850 or visit him at legacyelpaso.com. And we've got a new sponsor coming up in April. We'll welcome our newest sponsor, who is State Farm insurance agent Ralph Dickerson. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, he's a cousin of Jake.
He's a is he?
No. Oh. It just sounds good.
There you go.
Run down some Jake. Of the people we're looking at. Harry Kirk, he says, hey.
Yeah,
Herbert Von Felich, he's out there.
Yeah, he's the one that wrote the wonderful books about the Mexican Revolution.
Herbert, I'm sure you're listening. I'll call you up. We got to get you on here again.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
Alan Otten. He mentioned the Apache Curandera killed with Pancho Villa at 99 years old. His great-granddaughter lives in El Paso, so that's an interesting
Colorado
story.
Colorado checking in, Angie Salazar.
Listening in Tempe, I have a gentleman, and I'm trying to find his name. He was down the list. He's calling in from, watching from Colombia,
the country of Colombia. Way down south.
Medellin, Colombia. Nice man.
You got Tempe, Arizona. Irene, we mentioned her. Barbara Given Baney, he sure was trusted great-grandfather. Adolf Schwartz.
Yeah,
lend him $50,000.
Oh, also, Barbara sent us a picture that showed the gentlemen who were in the picture from the Elite Confectionery, which is the most famous one. It was located in Tijuana Mesa.
Okay, name them. Who are they?
There's General Fortunato Casavantes, Blas Flores.
Cindy, can
unidentified mammal Baca Flores.
Cindy, General can you say these better?
General Pascual Orozco.
Orozco.
Yeah, that's the most popular person there with a Pancho Villa in the picture, definitely. Yeah.
And a pilot, Thomas Franco.
Herbert Felix said that he said that Pancho Villa drank once with Orozco. He got embarrassed because he got all sick. Oh, no, when he met Zapata, that's what it was.
It made him choke.
He choked on his cognac.
And they had a good laugh.
All right,
yes.
Enough of all this. We got the people on the line here. Cindy Medina, Villa Stash House, El Paso. Paco Villa Garcia, great-grandson of the man Pancho. So take us through the foundation and what you're going to do at the Stash House.
Let me have Paco talk about the foundation, and I'll take care of the Stash House.
Okay.
Paco, are you there? Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yes, I'm
and
here.
Talk about the foundation.
The foundation has been working in Mexico since 2015, okay? This foundation has been pushing and working for education, culture, sports, and the members of Emiliano Zapata. But now what we're going to do is...
Don't drop your phone, dude.
Foundation International.
Don't drop the phone. Good Lord.
Push it for the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going. All right, now, okay.
The main thing about this foundation is that we want to reach for people that are in the United States that fought with Pancho Villa or for Pancho Villa, because there's a lot of friends over there. So that's the main theme about. The main theme about the foundation.
Okay, guys, there's a lot of noise in the background down there. Whatever you're doing, maybe the people in the background can stop the party. Oh, I hear the glasses.
Yes,
I hear the glasses clinking now. What are you serving at this hour, anyway? But no, the thing is, you got a foundation, and you want people who fought with Villa with him to contact you. And Cindy, what again is the Facebook page they can contact you on?
Right now, they can. Well, first of all, the foundation has a Facebook page on their own. It's called Vision Villista, which is Villista Vision. Vision Villista. They can, first of all, they can contact them there first, and then thereafter they can contact me at the Mexican Revolution Binational Facebook group.
Okay. In the meantime, you want people who fought with Villa to contact you, from what I hear. Okay.
Exactly. And what we're doing, I've spoken to Paco's dad, Agustin, and he has a lot of great ideas of what we're going to do in 2023, because I know you said that's not a big celebration. I know on the U.S. side it's not per se, but on the Mexican side, there's a lot of people that have a lot of pride for their ancestors that were Villistas.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have a lot of things in mind, starting in Mexico City, and we'll end up in El Paso and California as well, making some presentations by 2023.
Okay, and also you'll be focused on the Stash House on Leon Street in downtown El Paso?
As well. And one thing about Paco, and I want Paco to share the story, Melissa was there, and I know she appreciated all the pictures that were there of Pancho Villa, and those pictures belong to Paco Villa. Paco, can you share the story about how those pictures originated, how you collected them, and how you put them together?
Well, there is a lot of pictures of Villa that have been around and that we find. I have to say that the family per se doesn't have that many. Actually, a lot of the pictures that we have and that we have been finding and that we reach out to were in American archives, you know. But we have very strange pictures from my great-grandmother, Manuela Casas, after the assassination, you know. Pictures of the family. And my dad actually just put them out a few years ago. I haven't seen them in a long time, you know. So I have to say, most of the pictures of Villa are in the archives, in the American archives.
Okay.
That's a very important fact.
What we've been showing here on Facebook are the pictures from last year's commemoration that you did at the Stash House. The one that got me was the floor opened up with a vault underneath. And we should realize that the custom U.S., and they found stuff, right, in thousands of dollars in jewelry, thousands of dollars in cash, and what else?
Papers.
Like Paco said, that you know, Pancho Villa used the houses to store what he needed for when he needed that money and ammunition.
All right, we come back. One more break here. I got to tell you a story about people think he also stored stuff in the Franklin Mountains. That is a bizarre story, but I can relate.
Another treasure.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? We'll send people up there. No, we're not going to send people.
Yeah, and I'm
don't
seeing,
go.
I'm seeing now on Facebook they're showing the picture of the vaults of the floor, because there's two of them in the stash house.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fascinating. It's just so cool.
Interesting stuff. Taking a break here, Andrew. Come back in. Oh, by the way, Andrew Polk, the man running the buttons in there and making all this occur, he is the guy Monday through Friday on Talk El Paso, 4 to 5 p.m. on KTSM AM 690. That is a hot show these days. If you want to get an opinion going on in El Paso, that's where they're making it.
And you want it heard? There you go.
Oh, my God. They're there talking to people there. All right. There you go. Andrew, back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
PeopleGuru.com is the number one HCM software for mid-market growing organizations. PeopleGuru.com is all-in-one human capital management software with HR, payroll, time, talent, and so much more. With PeopleGuru.com, HR leaders can ditch manual tasks and patch together systems and can focus on people and business growth. That's why HR love PeopleGuru.com. Did we love you'll get as a PeopleGuru.com customer with passionate and dedicated support gurus, or that PeopleGuru.com is the most affordable HCM software? PeopleGuru.com is made for organizations with 100 or more employees. Visit PeopleGuru.com now and schedule your free demo. And for a limited time, you can get started with PeopleGuru.com with 3 months free software. Use promo code radio at PeopleGuru.com for 3 months free. This is a limited time offer. Use promo code radio at PeopleGuru.com for 3 months free.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need all at low prices. This week, earn 40% back in Staples Rewards when you purchase any two ink or toner cartridges. In-store only offer ends 3/27/21, limit 4. See staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details.
iHeartRadio with the latest info about slowing the spread in 2021.
COVID-19 vaccine shots now expected to be available for every adult American by May 1st.
Each state will have to decide how they implement in their timeline.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says states could act even sooner to lift requirements, and plans are to quickly double the number of pharmacies participating in the federal vaccination program.
Everything you need to know at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History and Jackson Polk.
You want to do your thing real quick about the thing that tomorrow night over at, oh, do you get that later?
So it's sold out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Good for Jay Duncan. We'll talk about you, Jay, after the fact. He has a movie thing he's doing. It's sold out. Good for him.
Have to have him back on soon.
And a quick hat tip to the McGoffin Home. We always talk about them. Give him a call, 533-5147. All right. Cindy Medina's on the phone here in Francisco Paco Villa Garcia. I think I got all that right. And I just want to mention real quick the story about how, you know, you said that Francisco Villa, the original Pancho, he put stuff in America in case he needed it someday to use. Well, that's in the stash house down there on Leon Street in El Paso. You're looking to make that a focus of future Villa activity. And, Cindy, I think you said there's a restaurant going in there as well, right?
Exactly. There's a restaurant coming up, and I know Enrique Guajardo. Let's send him a shout-out. He's the owner of the Villa Stash House, and he has that in the works, and with the pandemic, obviously, that's on pause, and he plans to open next year.
Okay, but that's just one.
What's Enrique's last name?
Radio show. There's a lot of people now commenting on how they were involved with Villa, and one had a grandfather kidnapped and turned him into a veterinarian on behalf of his horses. And all kinds of people. So, Cindy, take a look
at
that
German, yeah.
If you want to see who's who. You can contact them on Facebook. But I want to tell you a quick story about how what Villa did. He had seven guys, sort of like a sergeant, and six guys, and they all had pack mules. And all came out of like the Isleta area crossing the border. Back in the day, nobody would know they did it. They went all the way up into the Franklin Mountains, and supposedly they dug a huge hole. There's places you can't actually dig on the Franklins. Mostly it's just hard rock. But they dug a big hole, and they dumped all of this pack mule gold in there. So Villa one day could come over and use the Franklins as a bank. So they covered it all up, except for the fact that the one guy with the sergeant, he shot all the other guys and dumped them in the hole. And then he went back to Villa and said, yes, sir, General, I did exactly what you said. Good, have a nice evening. I'll see you tomorrow. And then Villa had that guy killed. So, you know, Villa was the only guy who knew where
disposable
on the mountain the stuff was. However, this has been slightly corroborated. People have told stories about finding a whole bunch of uniforms in a pile somewhere, and they got scared and buried them back up. And then when they went back to look for the pile of uniforms, they couldn't find out where they'd been. There's two stories like that on the Franklin. So there is some truth to this. And yes, I've been looking for it, and no, I don't know where it is. So there. Anyway,
that would be great if we can find that the gold.
Can you imagine? Because that, you know, gold is. Go ahead.
Actually, Jackson, let me tell you, there is people in Mexico, in Chihuahua and Durango, that all the time are looking for these kind of burials or places where Villa will bury money and guns.
Yes,
that's true.
I'm aware of. It used to be on Piedmont. I think it was the last house. They called it the haunted house. But he actually ran that fashion. And second hour, we got a guy coming on, and he's a German dude. He studied the Pancho Villa raid on Columbus in detail. And then also, second hour, we got and his name is Raul Villanava. And he's mentioned in a lot of the historical things, his father, Villa, up on the wall in the family house. And he wouldn't tell anybody why. So finally, he spilled the beans.
Oh, man.
And he finally spilled the beans to the kid. So the kid now is probably my age. He took him over to Mexico and ran him all around Parral. So he's got some great stories at that point.
And one thing, Jackson, since we have a little bit of time left, Juarez, and you asked about Juarez.
Well, I think the most important, thank you, the Battle of Juarez, if you guys know, is that actually Pancho Villa and Pascual Orozco, the two guys, actually were the ones that pushed Francisco y Madero to finish that battle. Francisco y Madero, the leader who had talks with Porfirio Diaz and his generals, he was just delaying the ending of this battle. And without the permission, Villa and Pascual Orozco decided to attack. Point where Francisco y Madero didn't have any other option. I don't know if you know that, but that battle was very chaotic, was very long. Important because it demonstrates how weak was the government of Diaz at that point. Just one battle finished the whole situation in all the country.
They started their troops.
The Battle of Juarez,
they started their troops. They started their across the river from Asarco. Reconstructed was Madero's headquarters, and that was where the entire group assembled and then marched right down the river on their side into battle. People lined up on the American side to watch it. Some of them got shot and on top of the hotels. The bullets were landing in San Jacinto Plaza. It was not a good place to be in El Paso when the war's battles went on. But what year were you thinking that was?
Well, that's the year 1911. There's another fact that is very, very interesting. You know that the Southwestern Bell Company actually reached to Francisco y Madero to put a phone in that adobe house, in that headquarters. And actually, Francisco Madero, Porfirio Diaz, and the government through a United States line.
Can you imagine that?
Southwestern Bell put that line over there.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Good for old Southwestern Bell. Well, I got to tell you, this is fascinating stuff. If you guys want to stick around, I think we have enough phone lines. Cindy Medina on the phone here with the Francisco Villa, great-grandson. And and these are the guys doing the foundation, and they're going to end up with a commemoration in 2 years at the Stash House in El Paso, and you have to keep us informed as to what you're doing throughout Mexico as you come up the river and come up across Mexico, because Villa had all kinds of campaigns. He took over Mexico City at one point. I mean, this guy got around, but his big fights and stuff that we know about were right here in the El Paso Valley, and just one other happened in downtown El Paso, and during that era, El Paso was full of journalists. It was like an international city. There were people all over the place. There were spies everywhere, and there was all kinds of journalism going on. El Paso was a huge break here. Stick around if you like. We're going to come back with more after the news. You ready, Melissa?
Yes, I am. I'll be back shortly.
Buckle up. Here we go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Paco.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Gracias.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's also, please stay tuned. This is a Mexican restaurant, home of the one and only Margarita Services, 915-8777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.